This podcast is brought to you by Skin DH from Biotech Research. This cream really works. Skin DH is perfect if you don't like the cost of Botox or having needles put in your face. Go to biotechresearch.com and use code HOWIE50 for $50 off and free shipping.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
The president and my vision for the future also means lowering costs for Americans.
Food prices soaring. Biggest increase since 1979.
Gasoline 44% higher than it was a year ago.
And in fact, you're probably getting poorer because of inflation.
We're broke. We're bankrupt. We're busted.
We're busted?
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
When you say appeasing the public, you're talking about appeasing conspiracy theorists, yep. Weirdos,
crazy people,
freaks.
Howie Carr.
Ice cream truck!
There's no reason why you have to pay $4 or $5 a gallon for gasoline when you can have an all-electric vehicle that averages 75 cents.
Yeah, well, I'll give you 75 cents for the whole car, including your chick.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. We'll take a lot of calls this hour. Your reactions to the brief statement by Merrick Garland, the U.S. Attorney General, about an hour ago. He said that the Justice Department had filed a motion to unseal the warrant, the search warrant that they used to get inside of Mar-a-Lago and take away some of President Trump's documents. I don't know if they're going to release, if they want to release the supporting affidavit. That's filed by an agent, an FBI agent or DEA. So usually in this case, I guess it would be an FBI agent. And there's usually a lot more detail in the supporting affidavits. I don't know if we're going to get that or not, but it's interesting that the filing was from was signed by the U.S. attorney in Miami, who that's the jurisdiction. And also by somebody named Brat, J.I. Brat, believe it or not, for that is indeed his name. And he is the chief of the Counterintelligence and Export Control Section, National Security Division. And I'm quoting now from Sundance at the Conservative Treehouse. Notice the DOJ filing is from DOJ National Security Division. The DOJ NSD was created by AG Eric Holder as the epicenter for DOJ political activity. The DOJ NSD held no inspector general oversight. It is a subsidiary targeting mechanism within the DOJ that originates issues related to the FISA court. FISA court is, of course, what they used to set up the Russian collusion hoax and other issues of national security, which allows Maine justice to have a star chamber of secret operations away from oversight or public scrutiny. And that's how they ended up, obstructing justice and, falsifying CIA documents to target Carter Page. And, no one went to prison, just a little few embarrassments, slaps on the wrist. Nobody gets fired. They keep their pensions. They get big gigs at MSNBC and CNN after trying to subvert the Republic and trying to overturn the duly elected president of the United States. Talk about an insurrection. But no one was ever punished for that insurrection. And Sundance says the original Russian Trump-Russian targeting was triggered from within the DOJ NSD. The Carter Page FISA warrant, that's the one where they falsified the documents. And that's the one that Comey and McCabe, the directors of the FBI, lied when they signed. You know, they signed under pains and penalties of perjury. But they said, we're Democrats. You know, we get a pass. And all subsequent activity connected to the FISA court came from the DOJ NSD. It is the combination of the DOJ NSD, again, National Security Division, and FBI Counterintelligence Unit, where we find every person in operation connected to the political targeting operations of Maine Justice. Domestic political targeting is done within this subsidiary branch of the Justice Department. So So President Trump has already issued a statement in response to Merrick Garland's brief statement saying they're going to unseal the warrant. And again, he usually puts it out on Truth Social, but he likes the listeners and viewers of the Howie Carr Show to actually have it in his own words, so he left us a voicemail.
My attorneys and representatives were cooperating fully, and very good relationships had been established. The government could have had whatever they wanted if we had it. They asked us to put an additional lock on a certain area. Done. Everything was fine. Better than that of most previous presidents. And then out of nowhere, and with no warning, Mar-a-Lago was raided at 6:30 in the morning by very large numbers of agents and even safecrackers. They got way ahead of themselves. Crazy.
So now they're saying President Trump is saying they came in at 6:30 in the morning. Wow. Before we thought it was 9 o'clock in the morning. So this was a dawn raid, maybe even pre-dawn. I don't even know what time dawn is this time of year.
And he issued a supplemental statement saying, just learned that agents went through the First Lady's closets and rummaged through her clothing and personal items. Surprisingly left area in a relative mess. Wow.
844-500-4242. This is just a warning shot to all deplorables. And did you notice that Christopher Wray, the FBI director, said yesterday that any threats against the FBI were deplorable? That's a interesting choice of words, wasn't it? Deplorable. 844-500-4242. And today there was an incident at the Cincinnati office. Someone, according to news reports, came there with a nail gun and threatened the FBI office in Cincinnati and then fled. And he was chased into a wooded area, exchanged gunshots. I don't know what the latest is on that. It seems like it's an ongoing story, but I don't think there's anyone's any danger. No one was injured in that, and we'll see what that's all about. 844-500-4242. And again, I'd like the supporting affidavit from whatever agent gave this to this guy Reinhart, the judge magistrate, who's being defended as a really great guy. And, you know, the fact that he worked for Epstein and that he has his pictures on social media, with a box of Oreos and a bottle of bourbon and a red Solo cup watching a football game. And he quotes Robert B. Reich. that's one of the people he has a great deal of respect for, the former Secretary of Labor, the 59-inch high Secretary of Labor under Bill Clinton, who ran for governor very briefly, very, very briefly in Massachusetts. 844-500-4242. 978, why hasn't Trump released the warrant? He has it. I thought they said they didn't have the warrant. Eric Trump has said they have footage of the FBI search and seizure. I would love to see some of that. All right, Tom, you're next with Howie Carr. We're going to take a lot of calls this hour. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, Howie. Bad reception here on my end. I hope it works out, but I always wondered why this never got attention. The FBI gets a call in 9/11, just before that they got five guys from the Middle East, want to learn how to fly a plane, don't want to learn how to take off, don't want to learn how to land. Somebody in the FBI got that message. Why don't they track it down to find out whose desk it got left on and make that person responsible? We never heard another word.
Well, that's just one of many incidents, Tom. You know, I went over some of them in the first hour, just the Boston Marathon bombing, the Parkland High shooting, the San Bernardino terrorists, the Pulse nightclub shooting. All these people and many, many more were on the radar screen, and they never did anything. How about the guy who, just a, not a terrorist, but just an insane criminal who tried to turn himself into the Boston office and said he wanted to turn himself in. It was a Friday afternoon in the summer, just like this time of year in August. And the FBI couldn't even be bothered to pick the guy up, and he ended up killing three people over the weekend because the FBI didn't pick him up. I mean, there's just an endless catalog of these of this dropping of the ball. The more money they get, the more corruption and the more incompetence there is.
Howie, they had it on the drawing board for years that a plane may crash into a major building. They already were aware that that might happen. Somebody calls up, says it's going to happen. We don't hear one word about why they didn't deal with it.
I know. Again, it's the same thing with all these incidents. Was anyone ever disciplined for the fact that the information from the FBI hotline about from the aunt of this guy Cruz, the Parkland High shooter, was never passed on to the sheriff of Broward County in Florida? I mean, he was an incompetent sheriff, Israel. It was one of the first things that DeSantis did when he became governor was remove him. But I don't think he ever got the information. I mean, maybe he would have done something. Maybe they could have saved 17 people's lives. 844-500-4242. We will be right back, and we will have more of your calls. As you know, Mike Lindell and our friends at MyPillow have a passion for helping Howie Carr listeners get the best sleep of their lives. They didn't stop when they created the best pillow. MyPillow has done it again with the most incredible My Slippers. I have a pair, and life is so good when I'm wearing them. And now, for a limited time, you can save up to $90 on a pair of My Slippers. This puts the price at less than $50. This is an amazing sale. These slippers are great. They're worth a lot more than that. This blowout sale won't last long, so order yours today by using the promo code Howie when you go to the Radio Listener Square at MyPillow.com. MyPillow took over 2 years to develop what I like to call heaven for your feet. What's really cool is that my slippers are designed to wear indoors and outdoors all day long. Your feet are just waiting to meet MyPillow's quality leather suede plus foam and impact gel, which helps prevent fatigue. This offer won't last forever. Get your $90 off today. Call 800-658-4965. That's 800-658-4965 and use the code Howie or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Square and don't forget to use the code word Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
He doesn't do this just for the money.
It's also my pleasure to see to it that decent, hardworking people in this community aren't robbed blind by a pack of money-mad pirates just because they haven't anybody to look after their interests.
Howie Carr will be right back. And now, back to the cheap bastard from up north.
Maine, where he's from?
Around Portland, I think. Mm. And like most real Yankees, he knows how to nurse a dollar.
He's Howie Carr.
I didn't mention Larry Nassar, the gymnast, doctor. And, the FBI is now being sued for hundreds of millions of dollars, and they're not frivolous lawsuits by the female gymnast that he raped. And the FBI knew about it and didn't do anything. Stop me if you've heard this one before. How about the Gretchen Whitmer kidnapping plot? 18 co-conspirators, 12 of whom were on the FBI payroll, and at least two or three of whom, the six that they actually arrested and indicted, I think four of them went to trial. They were destitute, living in cars. It was a scam. They just wanted to have something to hit Trump with in October of 2020. It was another October surprise. How about the Hunter Biden laptop dismissed as Russian disinformation? I mean, but we're supposed to believe that they're wonderful. And Merrick Garland is angry that someone would ever question the integrity of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. 844-500-4242. I'm not going to say that they're all corrupt. But I'm also not going to say that, they're all wonderful, all but the people on the seventh floor. Like, that's what Sean Hannity always says. I can't take that. It drives me nuts when he says it, because it's just not true. I mean, they're just, a lot of them are here in these offices, regional offices, and they want to get to Washington. And the way to get to Washington and become a briefer and carry their little pink 22 service revolvers and, you know, and run or chase the secretaries or the female lawyers like Lisa Page around the copying machine is to do the bidding of these corrupt Democrats at the top. This is it's the deep state. It's not fidelity, bravery, and integrity. It's just fecklessness, buffoonery, and ineptitude. Today's poll question is brought to you by Balance 7. Stop procrastinating and get your energy back. Save $10 plus get free shipping at balance7.com when you put in code Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will Ukrainian national Volodymyr Zhukovsky be deported?
You know, I have even less confidence in the federal government than I did an hour and a half ago before the statement by Merrick Garland. But I'm going to say yes. I'm still going to say yes.
72% say no.
All right. I can't say as I blame anyone who holds that opinion. You're not necessarily off base. 844-500-4242. Don't forget Ruby Ridge, says 410. Yeah. But they were involved in the Branch Davidians too, weren't they? A lot of people died needlessly in that one. Dave, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, Howie, I wanted to join you in accentuating the positive and to give you at least two reasons to be cheerful. And first of all, whenever I heard the safe was empty, I was like, yeah, you know, Donald Trump ain't an idiot. If you really want to hide something, hide in somebody else's safe. But more than that, though, I'm in surveillance, and I'll bet you he's got high-def cameras all over that place.
Right.
There is going to be so much fun footage. It could be campaign material or just good fun viewing because there'll be hours of it.
You know, my understanding, Dave, is that, you know, you issue a warrant in these kind of situations when you think the evidence is in imminent danger of being destroyed. Now, everybody knows that he's down there in the winter, and once the season ends around May, he leaves until October. So what exactly was the rush here, you know? And as he said in his statement, and no one is really contradicting this, they were getting along, and he was giving them what they wanted. And this is like routine. This is like getting the necessary papers on a house closing. You know, you need a sign off on the title insurance. You need some statements that you have a net worth so that the bank or at a steady income so the bank will give you loans. You know how it is when you buy a house, you got to sign a million documents. That's the kind of procedure this is, as far as I can see. But then they suddenly had to criminalize it. Just, you know, because the midterms are coming up, because this administration has been a fiasco.
They're so stupid, they don't even know they look stupid.
Yeah. And then I'm just reading now, anonymous White House aides are claiming to reporters prior to Garland's remarks that the White House had no prior notice of his decision to address the raid. They have no comment on his remarks as well. We have had no notice that he was giving remarks and no briefing on the content of them, a senior official said. So
I see nothing. I know nothing.
Tom, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, Howie. Thank you for taking my call. You know, the reason why Merrick Garland got out there and made that press conference of him trying to look stoic, honest, and a stalwart of honesty is because people like me and other people in Trump country contacted the FBI, emailed the FBI, telephoned the FBI, as well as their senators and congressmen, and said, no, this is not acceptable. This is the FBI being weaponized.
Do you think do you really think they care what you and I think of them?
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. Absolutely, they do, because they know something, Howie. Is that they know we are going to vote in very, very large numbers this year. Certain states have changed. They've tightened up their voter rolls. They can see what's coming down the pike. All right.
I hope you're right. 844-500-4242. I tried to get my FBI records for 20 years. I had a Democrat congressman approach the FBI during the Clinton administration, and I still couldn't get them until they posted them on their own website. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
The department filed the motion to make public the warrant and receipt in light of the former president's public confirmation of the search, the surrounding circumstances, and the substantial public interest in this matter.
But see, he said that they don't speak except through their public filings in court, which is interesting because if you look at the original stories on Monday night, Tuesday morning, in the Washington Post, the New York Times, and the other deep state-run media, there are all these references to multiple people familiar with the investigation. This is the way they got out the Russian collusion hoax. This is the way they got out the initial reports about the Ukrainian phone call, all of which were false. They just put out these false narratives. This is when they say that Michael Flynn was a criminal. He was engaged in criminal conversations with the Russian ambassador when he was about to become the national security advisor. This is the way the deep state has been operating for a long, long time, and it's just gotten more and more out of control as the years have gone by. Even when Trump was president, and he was the existential threat. Forget about climate change or COVID-19 or monkeypox. You know, Trump is the existential threat to these people. 844-500-4242-781. I dare for a poll question. Who do you think the Mar-a-Lago rat is? My money's on Jared. My money's on nobody. My money's on they made it up. That was, they realized that they had overplayed their hand on this one. And so they've been backpedaling furiously. So they said they had a rat at Mar-a-Lago. And that's why we need to see the supporting affidavit. You know, usually they cite sometimes their what do they call it? A confidential, a CI, confidential informant, or a CW, a cooperating witness. They have these various phrases for the people that give them the information. And so the judge is supposed to say, well, you know, they have a probable cause. So he issues the warrant, and then he goes back and writes another tweet about how terrible President Trump is and has another swig of his early times and eats five more double stuff Oreo cookies and watches a football game. And then he calls up his client, Jeffrey Epstein's Yugoslavian sex slave. That's the judge magistrate. There's a big story in the Palm Beach Post today, our local newspaper, defending what a great guy he is. And it's, you know, he's a judge magistrate. He's just helping out the judges. He's not picked for being a Democrat or Republican. It just happens that he was a Barack Obama contributor. And then he goes both ways. He's contributed to Republicans. Jeb Bush he contributed to. But he's totally, and he's represented Jeffrey Epstein's employees, but he's totally legit. 844-500-4242. Carl, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Carl.
Oh, Captain, my Captain. I got a quick prelude before my comment. I always hide my confidential documents in my wife's wardrobe. Safest place ever.
Yeah, I know. What exactly, if you had stuff that could get you locked up, do you think you'd really put it in your safe? I mean, who keeps documents around anyway now? I mean, who, you know, with the reach of the deep state national security apparatus, do you really put anything in any kind of writing, Carl? It's probably dangerous to even make phone calls, isn't it?
No, not a chance now, but the reason I called was, what if the documents that allegedly are classified that Trump has are actually all about Hunter Biden and the Clintons and all of that, and the Democrats just have to do everything they can to make sure they never see the light of day?
Yeah, I've seen speculation on the internet about that, that's what it is. You know, the other thing, and again, let's go back to the fact that President Trump wanted to declassify a lot of this information. They knew the Russian collusion was a hoax for a long time. That's why they kept the Mueller investigation going, because Rosenstein, the corrupt assistant attorney general who basically took over the whole department after they emasculated Jeff Sessions by saying he was had met with the Russians. Big deal. He went to a buffet where there was a Russian, and he told Trump that he could be held in contempt of court or charged with obstruction of justice if he declassified all this information. I mean, it was totally preposterous. Because it was a hoax, but they wanted to keep the hoax going for the 2018 election, and they kept it going until into 2019, and then finally they just said never mind. And you know what? And do you remember what all of Mueller's people did? Again, he was senile himself, but Weissman, his pit bull, his shady number one operative, they all destroyed their cell phones. The SIM cards, the information on the cell phones, all of the information vanished simultaneously. So, you know, they're covering their tracks, but they want to prosecute anybody who tries to cover their tracks. You know, it's the double standard. There is no more law in this country, is what it boils down to. We've got to get control of the deep state, and you know, the Daniel Henninger had a good column today in the Wall Street Journal about this. He said that the problem with this is it's giving Trump a leg up. He doesn't like Trump, obviously, so he works for Rupert Murdoch. But he said that this just has made Trump more powerful than ever with Republicans and in the general public, and that if Trump gets back in, it will be a vendetta against the deep state. And you know what? I'd like to see a vendetta against the deep state. I'd like to see him just burn it to the ground. Just try to get around civil service protection. Just start firing right and left. That's what Sessions should have done. That's what I thought Sessions was going to do. I think maybe that's what Sessions wanted to do. Until they said, you took a call from a Russian ambassador. Well, he was on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. You know, he had a right to do that, but he was a disappointment. Not as big a disappointment as Christopher Wray, but he was a disappointment. Thanks for the call, Carl. Jeremy, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jeremy.
Hey, Howie. Yeah, I'm with Carl. I keep all my documents right next to my socks filled with money. I was just going to ask you, I keep hearing all this talks about a supposed red wave coming. I wanted to see your thoughts and if it had any legitimacy to it.
I don't know. I think there's going to be a wave. I don't know how big it's going to be, but I think the Democrats are just trying to, you know, again, they you have to remember the Democrats control the media. All these stories about the Democrats are closing in on the generic ballot, this is all state-run media. This is the same thing that they were saying in 2010, right before the Republicans won 60, 70 seats in the House of Representatives. Same thing they were saying in 2014 when the same thing happened. And they were going to sweep away all the vestiges of any kind of Republicans in the House of Representatives in 2020, and then they ended up losing 10 seats. And the Republicans fought them to a standstill in the Senate. And somehow Joe Biden, after the Democrats did fairly poorly in all the congressional races, Joe Biden somehow got 81 million votes. So I tend to think the Republicans are going to win, but I mean you can't, you know, take anything for granted. You have to keep fighting these people. And again, there's a story in the Federalist today saying Democrats control the election apparatus in 31 states. That's very bad news. But it's like Chris Christie said when he first ran. Again, I'm not a big fan of Chris Christie, but when he first ran, was first elected governor of New Jersey, he was running against an incumbent corrupt Democrat. And he said, we have to win by more than they can steal the elections. That's what he said. And, you know, that's the way it has to be. You have to get you know, Dapper O'Neill, the late Boston city councilor who I liked a lot. He used to say, they're not going to be counting my votes. They're going to be weighing them. That's what we have to do this November, that we have to get it to they're not going to be counting the votes. They're going to be weighing the votes. That's the only way a Republican can win. You have to get outside the margin of not error, but of cheating. 844-500-4242-978. They know what Trump will do if he gets back in. That's why they want to arm 87,000 IRS workers. No, and those IRS workers, you've seen what they're doing to a former president of the United States, a billionaire, a guy who was a Democrat for most of his life, a guy who was the number one earner for the National Broadcasting Company or corporation, which is an arm of the deep state. I mean, this Donald Trump was never their enemy until he became a Republican. They had that Access Hollywood tape for more than 10 years. They were sitting on it. And then when they needed it, they thought they could blow him up. They let it out. This is the way they operate. And he knows it better than anybody because he's lived it for the last 7-8 years now. And he is going to come after him. And they have to stop him. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. We all knew it was coming, and it finally has. The real estate frenzy has really slowed down due to inflation, interest rates, and the overall economy. For sale signs are sitting in the ground longer, buyers are backing out of deals, and large crowds of buyers have disappeared. If you plan to divest of your most valuable asset, your real estate, then act now while demand is still hanging in there. Holding off selling or even renting your property could be a comfortable short-term solution, but not if you sell in a year or two for much less money. Don't hesitate. Sell today at auction under your terms. In a J.J. Manning auction, your property sells as quickly as possible through a marketing plan and recipe which has stood the test of time. For over 45 years, and more importantly, in every type of economy, J.J. Manning consistently creates a competitive environment with cash buyers who are ready to close with no contingencies. To learn more on how to get your residential, commercial, or land property sold quickly, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or visit jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you can be the next. Call Charlie today at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com and get your property sold. I'm Howie Carr.
Want more Howie? Click the Howie Cam on HowieCarshow.com. He's been called the Nostradamus of our time.
You know something? If you liberals go on getting your way, we're all going to hear one big loud flush. That's the sound of the USA going down the toilet.
He's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. Trump also wrote this on Truth Social. I continue to ask, what happened to the 33 million pages of documents taken to Chicago by President Obama? The fake news media refused to talk about that. They want it canceled. 33 million pages? I knew about the 33,000 emails that Hillary Clinton destroyed when they were under a congressional subpoena. I didn't know that he'd taken 33 million pages with him. You know, there's another huge op-ed in the Wall Street Journal today about going through the historical background of all the presidents who've had problems with these documents, their presidential records. And it's this is nothing new. But again, it's just being weaponized against President Trump. And then they say, and then when they weaponize this raid to try to take President Trump off the board for 2024, then when Republicans complain, Republicans weaponize, they seize, they pounce. They're responding to what is going on. 844-500-42. Listen, this is John Heilman on MSNBC. Typical. Cut nine.
You know, I yesterday, the DOJ did not make this public. That was not, they did not publicize this search of the
Just
of sent
30 people
Donald Trump
in.
Did. And it seems to me, for the reasons that Joyce is kind of implying, that that's what this is all about. Trump took this public because he thought it was in his interest to not just to spur these conspiracy theories, but then to put pressure on the DOJ. What would they say? There's nothing they could say that wouldn't, that Donald Trump and the right wouldn't make part of their narrative. They'd be attacked for breaking with policy. They'd be attacked for dirtying up Donald Trump, no matter what the words that came out of their mouth are.
Again, everything he says about Trump and Republicans, that's what he, as a loyal Democrat, card-carrying fellow traveler, and all of his comrades are doing themselves. They are trying to politicize this and use it against Donald Trump. Mark, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, Howie. Yeah, how you doing? I just wanted to talk about this raid real quick. They went through his, out of all things, they went through his wife's wardrobe. I mean, how pissed would you be if that happened to you?
I'd be angry, but you know what? I wouldn't be surprised, Mark. Would you? Do you think Donald Trump was surprised? Were you surprised when you heard that?
No, I wasn't surprised at all. I mean, I thought this was going to happen a long time ago. They'd eventually raid him. But, I mean, anyone that's still on the fence that, you know, may not have voted from the last time, but doesn't like what's going on with Biden and inflation and just the disaster of the whole administration, how do you not galvanize behind this guy now? If you love the country. If not, I mean, forget about it. But if you have any sense of decency, you get behind this guy now, because the alternative is, like you said, they're coming for us after him.
Right. Right. Yeah, this is you can be a nation of laws, you can be a nation of men. And if you're a nation of men, the ones with the most power, the most weaponry, they're going to prevail. It's a dictatorship, authoritarian, totalitarian, whatever word you want to use. It's not a democracy. It is infinitely better for in every possible way to be a nation of laws. And the Democrats are lawless. They consider themselves above the law, and they don't feel that we have any protections under the law. If Donald Trump cannot rely on the institutions that have kept this republic in good stead since 1787, then what rights will the rest of us retain going forward? Not many. Thanks for the call, Mark. Bill, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bill.
Hey, Howie. Hey, I watched Deputy Dog today, and that was pathetic. Grand juries only vote on felonies. So what felony are they going to make up to charge President Trump? This is ridiculous. This is absolutely 1984 to the max.
Yeah, that's my understanding too, Bill, that go in with a subpoena like this, with a search warrant, you have to have evidence of a crime. What crime? He took some papers with him? Is that what this is?
It has to be a felony. Grand juries only vote on felonies. I was on a grand jury. They only vote on felonies. So what felony crime are they going to make up against President Trump? This is ridiculous. And Deputy Dog should resign in disgrace.
That would mean he had some shame. And, people like Merrick Garland don't have shame. Okay? This whole ruling clique of Democrats, they are utterly shameless. 844-500-4242. He's been a pampered puke his entire life. From Harvard all the way through living in the Beltway suburbs and being had everything in life handed to him. All of these people have. And they don't know what it's like to have to live in a hard scrabble world. And they have no sympathy for those of us who do. 844 or did. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.